Good morning, everybody. I'm trying to fix my my little, what do you call this thing? That my phone is on so that y'all don't see my, have to see my ceiling fan or my air vent, but let's see. Actually, I could raise up my seat, right? And then I would kind of block it a little bit. Well, not totally. Now I have the ceiling fan head. Hold on a minute. Good morning. Yeah, y'all just come in and say hi for a minute. Coach Mary Jo's watching. I got a little shout out for her today. You just wait. You just wait. See what I got to say about you. Okay, y'all are still going to get the air vent in, but at least you've got, at least you don't have the big ceiling fan. All right, I'm going to try to see comments on my computer, and then my ceiling fan looks like a crown. I can be a princess, right? Since I'm part of the Queen's court. All right. How's everybody doing today? Friday. We're going to talk about the weekend. Corinne is, I think, on a plane as we speak. So she's headed to Dallas for some training and just a little break. So I'm glad she's getting out of town for a little bit. I love to do that every once in a while. But yeah, y'all come in and say good morning. And then we're going to talk the weekend here in a minute. But first, I want to do shout outs. So, all right. And thank you, Mary Jo, for the shout outs. Y'all know she's the one who gives us all these shout outs because she's got her finger on the pulse of the tribe at all times. Okay, shout out number one, the PNP Biggest Losers Marco Polo Group. If anybody is on here from that group, y'all shout out. They reached out to support asking to find an April baby to join their group. Oh my God. I'm like getting all verklempt here. So they could support her. They ended up scouring the accountability thread and found a new member. Love how this tribe supports each other. Heidi Kruzigger, I hope I'm saying your name right, Debbie Kennedy, Julie Tagan, Stephanie Salamone, and Trish Heil. Oh my gosh, y'all, that is so awesome. So every Marco Polo group needs to do that now. No, not necessarily. I'm just kidding. But gosh, that's such a good idea, right? To just reach out to one of those April babies and say, hey, y'all want to join? And so, oh my gosh, I love that. All right, next is Melissa Roth for her post asking where you can get just 1% better. I love that post. Oh my gosh. If y'all haven't seen that post, I'm going to make a note here. I'm going to put a link to that post in this video. I'm going to do a bunch of links today, actually. Not a bunch, but just a few. Link to 1% post. Yes, and this would be a great practice for all of you all working on your realistic plans, right? How can I up-level 1%? We're not talking Big Macs to broccoli, right? We are talking 1%. Can you, you know, not eat half the bun on your burger or whatever it is, right? These small changes make such a huge difference over time. Okay, Mary Jo, you should have told me how to pronounce her name. It sounds Scandinavian and very exotic. M-E-T-T-E. Metti. I'm going to call her Metti. She reached her first goal of 2019 to lose 20 pounds every 4 months. So what? That's 5 pounds a month, right? Totally doable, which means 60 pounds in a year. That shit adds up, y'all. Congratulations, and what a great idea for your goal. I love that, to kind of chunk your goals into 4 months, right? Where it's just, you know, a lot more doable than 60 pounds in a whole year, right? So, awesome. And wherever you live, I think I want to come see you because it sounds like it's one of those Denmark or Sweden or someplace I really want to go. Okay, Renee Aguilar had events happen during the month, aka life. Life happens, y'all, and was off plan. In the past, she would have just stayed off plan, but decided this time would be different. She is proud to say she has been on plan all week. Y'all, that was one of my biggest power thoughts when I was losing my weight, was I'm just going to try something different this time. I'm just going to do it differently than the rest of, you know, than the rest of the, all these tries I've done. I mean, what can hurt, right? I'm just going to try something different. I doubt it, but I do it. That was another big power thought for me. And I'm just going to keep going because these four basics are pretty darn simple. And I figured out I don't have to do them perfectly. So let's do this. Okay? So, and the last shout out is to our amazing community manager and my wonderful, wonderful friend, Mary Jo McDonald. Do y'all know that today is Mary Jo's last day at her real job? And she is coming on to work with us. I'm just getting chills. She's coming on to work with us at PNP full time, starting like tomorrow. So we are going to have Mary Jo all to ourselves. I'm so excited. One more day. Oh my gosh. So y'all give Mary Jo some love today and just congratulate her because I'm just so proud of her for taking the leap. You know, she and Kathy and I have all done it now where we just love this tribe so much. We believe in it. We believe in Corinne and we know that we're doing some amazing work here. And so we want to do it all the time. And we do. So, yeah, it's so exciting. So exciting. Okay. So let's get to the weekend stuff. And I'm going to have you all, one thing I really like to do when I'm doing a Facebook Live or I'm doing a, like a Queen's Club Masterclass or some other little class, I love to have y'all kind of participate in the comments, right? And so, we're going to talk about the weekend here and how the weekend is different. The weekend plan, you know, we're all about the realistic planning this week, right? The weekend plan is going to look, probably is going to look different than your week-long plan, right? Than your plan during the work week. And now some of you all work on the weekends, but you know what I'm talking about, right? And this came up on the Zoom video from Monday night. That's another link that I'm going to put in this video. And that was the realistic planning office hours that Corinne did. And I love that we had an extra Monday in April and we were able to do this just fun office hours and just, you know, people got on, talked about their realistic plans. And it was just an amazing call because it was just a little bit different than our, you know, than Corinne's typical coaching call. So if y'all haven't watched that, do it, do it. So, so link to the Monday call. I'm just making some notes here. But yeah, what came up during that call was that somebody called in about, you know, their plan for the weekend. And yeah, it's like, I think a lot of us think, you know, I've done so well, I do so well during the week and then the weekend goes to shit. But I think maybe in the back of your mind, you think that the plan needs to look similar to your week-long plan and, you know, your work week plan or whatever you want to call it. And that's not the case. And that's okay, right? Because you are doing different things on the weekends. You are, you know, you're not on your schedule for work, right? It's a totally different it's two totally different days, but that is just a opportunity for you to work on planning for different kinds of days, right? And it helps you maybe plan for vacations. It helps you plan for, you know, days that you're off for whatever reason. So it's an amazing learning opportunity to figure out how to plan realistically on a day where you don't have a, you know, a set schedule for work and stuff like that. So that's number one. So the plan is going to look different. Next, what I want you to do is really kind of, and we do this at camp where you talk about, where we talk about feelings and actually kind of conjuring up feelings and ginning up your feelings, right? So this is where I want y'all to kind of post in here. How do you want to feel about your weekend as opposed to your work week? Like it's going to be a different feeling, right? How do you want to feel during the weekend? And then how do you want to feel at the end of the weekend, like Sunday night when you're getting ready to go back to work and you're reflecting on the weekend, how do you want to feel? So, and Tanya says, in charge. Love it. You know, we want to feel in charge all the time, right? Like a boss. You want to, on Sunday night, you want to be like, I rocked that shit like a boss. You know, every weekend. What else? You know, and during the weekend, you may just want to feel like peaceful or relaxed. You know, what are your goals for the weekend, right? Think about that in terms of how do you want to re-energize? How do you want to, you know, just kind of recharge your batteries during the weekend and in all kind of areas of your life? Actually, this Michael Hyatt planner that I use, there's a weekend, you know, what they call it the weekly preview, but it kind of works on your weekends. And it talks about, I don't know if it's in here. Here we go. Weekend Optimizer. That's what it's called. And you kind of review what you want to accomplish, what you want to do on the weekend to kind of recharge your batteries. And he breaks it down into all these categories. Sleep. Do you want to get some extra sleep on the weekend? What do you want to eat on the weekend, right? Are you going out? Are you going to some sort of event, something like that? How do you want to move on the weekend? Do you want to do some exercise? Do you want to go out and ride bikes with your kids or whatever? Connect. Who do you want to connect with on the weekends? Your family, friends, different events that you're going to? Play. I love that. I love how play is its own category. How do you want to play this weekend? Some of y'all probably don't ask yourselves that question that often. How do I want to play this weekend? Because you're probably thinking, well, you know, he's got to go to the soccer game over here, and we've got this thing over here, and we're going out to eat, and that's stressing me out, and, you know, all this stuff. And it's like the weekend can be for play, and really open up your mind to that. Reflect. How do you want to... it says, how do you want to rejuvenate your mind and heart? For some of you all, that may be attending church. That may be reading a book, writing in your journal, going for a walk. And then how do you want to unplug? Like really disconnect, unplug, chill out. So those are the categories in there. I didn't even think about including that in this talk until I started talking. So let's see what y'all are saying here real quick. There's a bunch of comments coming through. You want to feel in control, accomplished. Nora's got her weekend plan going already. How do you want to feel, Nora? Sounds like you got a bunch of stuff going on. Proud of myself on Monday. Keeping the momentum going, right? These are all like feelings and thoughts that you need to write down on your weekend plan so that you can remember them, right? Gina, yes, we're going to talk about that in a second. Like, I didn't undo all my work from the week. And so turn that around to a positive, right? I want to continue my progress for the weekend. Relaxed and proud. A controlled weekend. Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in a second, Carmen, if you're not sure what you're, you know, where you're going to go, what you're going to eat. Like my future self. Love that, Megan. I want to feel like my future self at the end of the weekend. Successful as opposed to defeated. Yep, I got this. It's in the bag. And that's what, I mean, y'all, when you make a plan, it is in the bag, right? That's the whole point of the plan. It's just decided ahead of time. Let's see. Y'all are kind of talking to each other too. Energetic, content, about lots of movement and activity throughout the weekend. Love it. Michelle's going to be at a huge soccer tournament. So get that plan going. Yeah, you don't want to focus on the food, right? You want to focus on your kids playing soccer and probably connecting with other people and things like that, right? What's really important about this stuff, right? What's really important about the weekend or your whole life, for example, if it's not the food, okay? Let's see. Okay, strong and capable. Awesome. All right. So, So we've got, so Mary Jo, speaking to Mary Jo, she kind of pulled out three big fears or three big issues that, you all are kind of having with weekends right now. And I mentioned one about undoing all the hard work that you did during the week, right? And there's a reason that we weigh in on Fridays, because, you know, we want to remind ourselves of the progress that we've made moving into the weekend, right? Where it's like, okay, I mean, but a lot of you all do the opposite. A lot of you all celebrate, and this is actually another thing that's on the list, is that you reward yourself for a good weigh-in with food on the weekend, right? Well, I've got a whole nother week. I remember when I was in Weight Watchers, y'all. I would get on that scale. I would have had a loss, and it'd be like, well, it's a whole nother week before I weigh in. I can celebrate a little bit. Nope, that's not the point of weighing in right before the weekend starts. The point of weighing in before the weekend starts is to keep the momentum going and celebrating your success. And so here's the thing. So I'm kind of jumping around here, but number one, let's just start with number one. You all, some of you all are rewarding yourselves with food on the weekend, right? How else can you reward yourself? And this is another thing I want y'all to put in the comments. How else can you reward yourself for a week that where you've just kicked ass and you had a loss? What are other ways you can reward yourself other than food? So put those in the comments and I'll read those here in a minute. Get your brain working on, you know, just getting really curious and creative about a reward. And self-care, and getting creative about self-care, because we also always say, you know, it's not about manis and pedis necessarily, but that's great if you would love to do that. Sleeping in, movies, a lovely walk in nature, love it. A new book. So think about getting your, oh my gosh, y'all, Nora, I am so glad I have bangs now, because I've got to get my eyebrows done in the next couple days. Getting a massage. Yes. Time to do something just for me. If any of y'all have hobbies that you want to like dedicate time to, buy some new lipstick. Love that. New yarn. Yes. There's one of my fellow knitters or crocheters out there. An hour of downtime. Buy some flowers for yourself. Oh my gosh, y'all. This is one thing I've started doing when I go grocery shopping, but actually I haven't done it in a while because I have started the grocery pickup life changer where someone else goes grocery shopping for me, and I just started doing it with Kroger, so it's free for like one more time. But I think it's like $3.99 or $4.99. That shit is worth every penny to just not have to go grocery shopping. Anyway, I'm getting off on a tangent. But when I do go grocery shopping, I like to grab one of those $5 flower bunches. And I have a beautiful vase at home. And oh my gosh, y'all, I just love looking at those flowers every day. And they last a pretty long time. So that's a great little reward, right? Yes, they say I love click list. Yeah, that's what it is, click list, isn't it? Yeah, and you just, you know, you make a list and you don't get in there and buy extra stuff, right? That's another thing. I mean, that can be another reward, right? I'm not going to go grocery shopping this weekend because, I mean, I would spend an hour, at least an hour every my weekend grocery shopping. And I've just decided to give myself that as a reward where I don't have to do that anymore. I can literally drive up. I don't even get out of the car. They put the bags in the car and I'm done. Oh my gosh. So you can probably get flowers. I don't know. Yeah, I'll have to check. They can pick out some flowers for me. I don't care what they are. So, but if you love grocery shopping, go for it. And I don't mind it all that much. I just don't like the time it takes, right? I just think, oh my gosh, what else could I do with this hour? Okay. So rewards. Other than rewarding yourself with food, right? Something else. Really get creative about what you could do. Okay, here's number two that Mary Jo found is this poison thought. I'll just wing it. this weekend. I don't know where we're going. That's what somebody said. I'll just wing it. You know, I'll probably make a good choice. Okay, so here we go. So this is what a typical weekend plan could look like for you. If you're going out, you don't know where you're going, you don't know what they're going to have. I want to ask y'all, what do you think could be on the plan? Let's say breakfast, lunch, and dinner on Saturday. You're going out every meal and you don't know where you're going. You're blindfolded. People are driving you to restaurants. What can you have on your plan that will work for you? So I want y'all to post in the comments, right? It's a pretty easy answer. But what could be on your plan when you just have no clue? I mean, let's say you're blindfolded. Megan wins the prize. Choose the best choice and eat -2 to +2. Right? You don't even have to get specific with veggie omelet and eggs and fruit and all that kind of stuff. -2 to +2. Good, better, best choices. And if y'all don't know what good, better, best is, go back to module 2, fueling the body. You can get a little bit more specific. That I think Amanda said, protein and fruit for breakfast. You know, you can get more specific like that, but you don't have to. Because we're not about macros around here and, you know, talking about this amount of proteins and this amount of carbs. It's all about eating to satisfaction, right? So, yep, okay. Y'all have, y'all got the good, better, best, 2-2 down. Okay. Chris says, I've winged it in the past. Now I'm trying to make a choice before I walk in. Even if we decide in the car, I can do that with the help of my phone. Absolutely. Y'all can always, I mean, if you know the restaurant, you can always look it up. That's the power of the internet now. We don't have to wonder what they're going to have at restaurants anymore. It's all listed on their website. So that's no excuse, right? But let's say you're going to a birthday party, a cookout or something, and you don't know exactly what they're going to have. And it's just like, okay, I'll make the best choice I can and I'll eat 2-2. So, all right. So y'all got some great plans here. And you can make those plans. Who was that? That was Chris. You can do it in the car on the way to the restaurant, but you can do it way ahead of time, right? And it's best to do it way ahead of time or, you know, the day before or that morning so that you're just not thinking about it. You know, it's just decided. It's done, right? Okay. So the last fear is that, and I mentioned this earlier, that I will undo all of my hard work. And that's a legit fear, y'all. That happens to a lot of you all every weekend. Because here's the deal, I'm about to get tough on you. The weekend, if you count like Friday noon through Sunday night, the weekend is a third of your week. It's not just 2 days, right? And it can totally undo your weight loss from the week because it is a third of your week. And so it has to be planned just like the rest of your week. So yeah, that's happening to a lot of y'all. And that's why I'm on here talking about how to plan your weekend. It's going to look differently than your week and that's okay. And that's not an excuse not to do it. That's not a reason to get overwhelmed or confused. It's just start simple with best choice, 2-2, and then move from there. Move forward from there. So everyone should have good, better, best choice and 2-2 on their plan, if nothing else. If you got a plan, that's what needs to be on it. And then if you want to get more specific, go for it. Okay, so let me see what else y'all have said here. So those are the three. So let me kind of review them real quick. And I'll put this in the notes for the on Facebook, and I'll put these in the notes on the website when we get this call up, because the replay will be up on pnptribe.com probably later today. So the three fears, let me just go through those real quick. I want to reward myself for all my hard work for the week, right? That's, you know, I don't know if they're fears, but it's just like, what are your issues for the weekend, right, that caused you not to lose weight on the weekend? It's almost like these are thoughts. These are almost kind of weekend poison thoughts. So number one is I want to reward myself for all my hard work during the week, and I just weighed in and I lost, and let's party for 2 days. Number two is I can wing it. Major poison thought, right? We can't wing it. I mean, I love you guys, but none of us are that smart. We just can't wing it. Number three is I'll undo all my hard work, right? And that's where I talked about that the weekend is a third of your week. So number one, think of other rewards. You know, a pair of shoes or, you know, a pedicure. I'm stuck on feet here. You know, a new book. Take an hour, you know, work with your husband or whatever to take an hour and like go sit in a coffee shop and just chill, read a book, listen to a podcast, drink your coffee, right? I mean, it can be so simple. It doesn't even have to cost any money, right? I mean, literally to just go into the bedroom, close the door, put some headphones on for an hour, listen to music. I just love music. I think that's such a really good reward. Okay. Number two, I can wing it. The solution to that is making a plan, right? Making a plan when you don't know your schedule, making that simple, good, better, best, 2-2 plan. And then I'll undo all my hard work. Then this is where you really practice those thoughts, those power thoughts and those feelings that we talked about at the beginning, where it's just like, I'm not going to undo my hard work. I'm going to keep this momentum going. I've got this plan made already. And the weekend is the third of my week, and I'm not going to screw this up. I'm going to do this. I want to feel accomplished. I want to feel in control at the end of the weekend. I don't want to feel at the end or think at the end of the weekend that I undid all my hard work for the week. Okay. So let's see if there's anything else. I would love to keep this kind of short, so it'll be a good little thing that y'all can listen to and not have to have too much time to listen to it. So let me just see if there's any quick questions here. Let's see. Take a bath. That doesn't cost a dime, does it? Well, a little bit of water, right? All right. Let's see here. This looks like a question. When planning an exception for the weekend, such as a dessert I never have, can I put in my plan that I can have it any of the weekend days? Sometimes I plan something for Sunday and then have a spontaneous date night on Friday or Saturday. I would still just plan one. It would just be more spontaneous about when I choose to eat it. Thoughts? You can do that, Sarah. But I want to kind of caution you that you're saying like there's this spontaneous date night, like there's nothing you can, like it has to be spontaneous. Well, you could talk to your husband or your boyfriend and say, I really need us to kind of have the weekend planned at the beginning of the weekend, because it's real important for me to plan everything that I want to eat. And let's just plan what we're going to do ahead of time, right? And so it would just be interesting to have that conversation if you haven't already and see what happens, right? And then you would feel more in control because it's just planned. Because, I mean, you know, like it's Friday right now. You could just talk to him and say, hey, do you think we're going to want to go out, you know, tomorrow night or Sunday during the day or something like that? And just plan it ahead of time. Our brains, I mean, I'll be honest with you, our brains are resistant to that. They want to be spontaneous. because they don't want to have to work and plan ahead of time. And so you're feeling resistance to that. I mean, that's, and it's totally normal. But that's what we're practicing here, is planning things ahead of time and not being spontaneous and that being okay. Because, yeah, it's real easy for our brain to say, let's just wing it. We just want to be spontaneous. Well, do you want us to be spontaneous or do you want to lose weight? That's the question. Okay. Oh, speaking of hunger, my stomach just made a big loud noise. I know that I will not be hungry for my exception when I'm eating 2 to 2 on dinners. Can I just plan my exception as my meal? Well, Alexis, the way that the exception works is that you just eat less of your meal, or you don't eat your meal at all. But, and you don't technically have to be like at a -2 to eat your exception. But, I would just suggest that you eat less of your meal. I mean, you can have it as your meal, or you can just eat less of your meal and then, and then allow some room for, your exception there. But you just don't want to eat past +2, right, for your exception. And that may mean that you leave some of your exception behind. And we definitely suggest that you do not take it home. You do not, you don't save it for later. You throw it in the trash or you leave it at the restaurant. Let's see. Okay, so Sarah says we like to plan ahead as much as possible. Yeah, so just, just kind of play with it and just, it sounds like, yeah, if your parents offer to take the kids, then, why don't you put it on, you could put it on your plan. You could put your exception on your plan both days, right? I mean, you could put it on your plan one day, and then if you don't eat it, then put it on your plan for the next day. So, yeah, you could do that. Okay. Is it okay to have foods on my plan now that should really eventually be on my exception list? Yes, because that is what is realistic for you right now. How long should it stay on my realistic plan before moving to an exception? That is different for everyone, Lisa. But yeah, a realistic plan for a lot of you all right now, especially you April babies, is you're going to have a lot of these exception food, and exceptions are covered in Fueling the Body module of No BS. These are foods that that you're eventually you're not going to want to eat on a daily basis, and that are not going to, help you lose weight long term, like desserts and things like that, fried foods maybe or something like that. But again, your protocol is your protocol, so you have whatever you want on your protocol. But Lisa, it's just a matter of if you quit losing weight, that's when you probably need to remove some of those foods from your plan. Or if you just are starting to really build some momentum and build some strength and stuff like that, you can say, you know what, I'm going to take this off the plan this week and plan it as an exception and see how it goes. So that's kind of how that works, but it's up to you to kind of decide. There's no timeline or, time frame. This will be on replay, so y'all can go back and listen. All right. I think that's it. Okay, guys, I'm going to get on to work here and get my weekend started here in a little while. So I hope you'll have a wonderful weekend. Post in the group. I'll be working tomorrow. Oh, and I've got office hours tomorrow, noon to 2 Central Time. My normal time, I will be on for 2 hours. So if y'all want to get on and raise your hand, do it, because I think I had 13 last weekend, and that was my record. So maybe I'm gonna try to up 1%. Right, it's probably not 1%. It's not 1% math wise, but I'm gonna maybe try and get a few more in there if I can. Try to get faster with helping you guys. So jump on there and raise your hand if you want to get coached or have a question or anything. No, Mandy, there's not a live at 12. This was the live for today because Corinne's out of town. So we moved it to this morning, and then so we don't have a live at 12, but you can always check the calendar, pmptribe.com, if you ever have any questions about when, what's going on. But yeah, that's what this is, I believe, the only live for today. So, yep, sometimes you got to reload that calendar. Just refresh your page and it'll come back up. So, all right, guys. So, I'll maybe see some of y'all on the office hours, and I'll see y'all in the groups. And again, don't forget about Ask Coaches, too. We answer all your questions in there. All right, guys. See ya.